This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Orissa Parva 2024 program in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. Orissa Parva is a flagship event conducted by Odia Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. Though it has been engaged in providing valuable support towards preservation and the promotion of Odia heritage. Continuing with this tradition, this year Orissa Parva is being organized from the 22nd to the 24th of November. It showcases the rich heritage of Orissa, displaying the colorful cultural forms, and will exhibit the vibrant social, cultural, and political ethos of the state. The Bharatiya Janata Party led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly election with an impressive mandate, while the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha led India Bloc has retained the power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of the total of 288 seats, the BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. The Congress has won 16 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar's group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena secured 20 seats and others have won 12. Mahayuti coalition comprises of BJP, Shiv Sena and the Nationalist Congress Party. In Jharkhand, out of the total of 81 seats, the ruling JMM has been victorious in 34 seats, while the Congress won 16 seats. The RJD won 4 seats, BJP got 21 seats, and the others have got 6 seats. The India Bloc comprises of JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, and the Communist Party of India, Marxist. The Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the party's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for the good governance and development. Addressing the party workers at BJP headquarters in Delhi yesterday evening, Mr. Modi said that the poll result is a defeat of the negative politics. He said that the people also showed their trust in BJP in the by-polls held across the several states. He said that it signifies that the people not only want development, he also thanked the women, farmers and the youth for imposing their trust in the party. Mr. Modi said that this is the third consecutive time that the BJP has emerged as the largest party in Maharashtra, which is undoubtedly a historic feat. He added that this victory is a stamp to the BJP's governance model. Mr. Modi mentioned that when it comes to good governance, the country trusts only the BJP and the NDA. The Prime Minister said that Maharashtra has strengthened the resolve of the Viksit Bharat. Reacting to the poll result, the Congress said that the party will analyze the Maharashtra Assembly election results. Briefing the media in New Delhi last evening, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said that the party has assumed that it will get the mandate of the state. Mr. Ramesh asserted that the party will not step back from the agenda and continue to raise the social and economic issues. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of the winter session of the parliament. The meeting will be presided over by the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek the support from all the political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during session. The winter session will commence from Monday and will continue till the 20th of December. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will take a 3-day official visit from Italy from today. He will travel to Figari, Italy to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting where India has been invited as the guest country. He is also expected to meet his counterparts from Italy and other participating nations of the G7 related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also participate in the 10th edition of the MED Mediterranean Dialogue in Rome. Dr. Jaishankar will also inaugurate the new premises of the Embassy of India in Rome. In cricket, India will resume its second innings from the overnight score of 172 without the loss against Australia on the third day of the opening test match in the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth this morning. This match is scheduled at 7:50 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin. We'll be right back.